word this morning, I ask you to turn with me to two places this morning. Number one, I'd ask you to turn with me to 1 John chapter number 2, verse number 16. And I'd ask you to be making your way also to the book of Genesis chapter number 13 this morning. We're going to be reading both. I'll get it out in a minute. Both texts. Man, my hands are freezing. My prayer this morning that he had called the lost out, that he had called the backslidden out, that he had encouraged the saved, and he had strengthened every believer that's in this place. That's my heart's desire and that's my prayer. Before I get into this text this morning, I want to tell you something. I love you. I am so thankful. I am so thankful. Brother David Barnes, Brother Les Carr, I look around, there's Brother Brian Scott, wherever he is. Brother Rodney Cagle, I'm so thankful that I don't have to preach in here to an empty congregation like we did back during COVID. Man, that was tough. You hear me? I got up here one morning, and I'm talking about we were letting her eat. Brother Brian, what Brother Brian? He's got children's church. And we was letting her eat, son. I'm talking about, it wasn't about four of us in here, maybe three. We were letting her eat. Up one side and down the other, and I seen Brother Brian, he was doing his arms up there, crossing it off, and it's like, whoa. And I stopped, and I said, what is it? And he said, I didn't hit the record button. Man, he was in anguish. He was upset. I took my mic off and I was upset. And he said, you think we can do it again? I said, if God will show up, we'll do it all over again. He's my brother and I thank God for that this morning. I want to give you a title this morning. The lust of the eyes will throw you off. The lust of the eyes will throw you off. You ever seen a man or a woman, you think, man, they got it. If I had their life, boy, I'd be okay. If I was David Barnes, I'd have it made. But I've learned something this week. If I was David Barnes, I wouldn't be Kaylee Mills' daddy. If I was David Barnes, just using you for illustration, brother, I wouldn't be Ryder's daddy. I thank God this morning that I am who God called me to be. And that's who I am this morning. But I do know this, that a lot of marriages, a lot of homes, a lot of families, a lot of relationships, and a lot of kids, a lot of things have been destroyed because of the lust of the eye. The lust of the eye, the eye's good now, don't get me wrong, but when it starts lusting what another individual has or what they have, and you say, boy, I'd love to have what they have, it won't be long, you won't be satisfied with what you have. This morning, can I say this to you, that John, as we come here to 1 John chapter number 2 and verse number 16, John says that there's really just three sin that is in an individual's life. There's three fundamental sins that are there this morning. And out of these three, there's going to be one that will try to stump you up, if not all three of them. We talked about one of them Wednesday night, which was the lust of the flesh. But this morning, we're going to come with the lust of the eyes. And Brother Joy and Sister Lynetta had it on sunglasses and on the eye. Protect your eye, what you see and what you can see. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word this morning. 1 John chapter number 2 and verse number 16. And the Bible says, for all that is in the world, everything that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Genesis chapter number 13 and verse number 10. Remember, we're talking about the lust of the eyes will throw you off. The Bible says in Genesis 13 and verse number 10 this morning. Boy, and you didn't hear that during COVID neither, the flipping of the pages. I'm just thankful. Whew. Genesis 13, 10, the Bible says, and Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, and it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves, the one from the other. And Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain. And he pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you for this day. Father, I thank you for the congregation that I'm not the boss here. Father God, I'm not nothing more than a shepherd, Father, just trying to lead these people in the way that you would have them to go, in the way that you'd have me to go. Father, I do know that the lust of the flesh is very dangerous in the world that we live in. But Father, I also read in the text for the lust of the eyes. And Father, this morning I pray that you guard our eyes. I pray that when we get seeing things, that we don't get in a lustful position when we lust after things. Father, I pray this morning that we don't walk by what we see, but we walk by faith. Father, the Bible says this morning we must walk by faith and not by sight. Father God, if we try to trust our eyes and what we see, Father, a lot of times it'll lead us in the wrong way. But Father, I do know this morning that the Spirit of God, it'll never lead a man, a woman, a boy, or a girl in the wrong way. It'll draw them unto Jesus this morning. Father God, I thank you for that. And I pray this morning that if they be one lost this morning, Father, I pray you drag them to an old-timey altar by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory to God. I pray for that Christian that's in here this morning and they might be in a backslidden position. Lord God, I pray this morning they come running to an old-timey altar and they do business with an old-timey God. Father, I thank you for this word. I thank you for Brother Joy and Sister Lynetta bringing that word this morning. Father, I thank you that it lined up with the word. I thank you for Miss Denise this morning and the lady singing, Just Say Amen. Father, it said in that song, Father, that we must walk by faith. Lord God, there's been some hills and there have been some valleys. But I've understood one thing. You're the God on the mountain and you're God in the valley. Lord God, this morning, whoever may be on a mountain, I pray that they see the God of the mountain. And Father, if they be in a valley, I pray they see the God of the valley. Lord, I pray the next few moments that you guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let it be all about you and not one single thing about me. Lord, I pray this morning you just guard my eyes and let me see Jesus this morning. Father, I love you and I thank you. It's all in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people say it. Amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. The lust of the eyes will throw you off. The lust of the eyes will throw you off. Have you ever thought about times in your life when you've seen something and you've seen it one way and then when you got a little closer, it was a different way? This morning when John comes there, he says that, hey, all that is in the world. He didn't say that some things are in the world, but he said all that is in the world. The lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, that is what's going to stump a man or a woman up this morning. I want you to know this morning, our eyes, it can be deceitful. Even though our eyes are a beautiful thing, I understand this morning that my eyes, it allows me to see God's creation, and I don't take that for granted. My eyes allow me to have water to run down my face, which is tears this morning. I understand that my eyes also let me see my beautiful wife and my beautiful two children. I understand that this morning, and I thank God for that. My eyes also let me see this congregation and how wonderful it is that God would save such people as us. I thank God for that this morning. But understand that the eyes this morning, that the lust of the eyes this morning, it can be wrong and it can be deceitful and it can be leading people in the wrong way. Hey, you know the eyes are okay until a lust comes in. And you know what lust is? It's when you have a craving or you have a desire for something or you have a longing for. Have you ever seen something and you've seen it and you say, I gotta have that and I want that. And it don't matter what cost it takes, you're gonna get what you want. Friends, this morning as we come in the text in Genesis chapter number 13, oh, Abraham and Lot, they had done traveled down to a place called Bethel, and they had went to that place, and oh, Abraham told Lot, he said, Abraham had a lot of cattle, he had a lot of silver, and he had a lot of gold, and the Bible says that Lot had the same thing. Hey, but strife came inside, and that strife started coming up, and I started building up between the two men and between their herdsmen. And you know what Abraham told Lot? He said, let's don't have no strife. Hey, the land's big enough for all of us. There's big enough for all of us. And in verse number 9 of the text, he said, hey, I tell you what, you take the north, you take the south, you take the east, you take the west, you take what you want, Lot. I'm going to give you first choice. You take what you want and what's left, I'll take. Can I say to you this morning, that's a man with a humble spirit. That's a man that is following God. He looked out one way and Abraham did and Lot did, and you know what the Bible says? Hey, there was one place out through there, through the plain of the Jordan out through there, and as you look, you see that it was well watered and it was green and it was good. Hey, but if you look the other way and by looking and not by faith, it was dried up, it was withered, and not nobody would want that. I thank God this morning in my life when it gets dried up and it gets withered, hey, God still wants something to do with me. Can I get a witness this morning as we come this morning that the eyes, that lust of the eyes, it'll throw you off, and I want to show you four things this morning just in this text as I read the lust of the eyes and what them eyes will do, what they did to Lot here. Hey, Lot, he could have chose anything he wanted, but he chose what he could see. This morning, if I can give you anything, do not choose only what you can see. We must walk by faith and not by sight. If you only choose what you can see, there'll be a lot of times in your life, there'll be a lot of stuff left on the table because you do not choose by faith. Look what the Bible says in verse number 10. Number one, the thing that was thrown off was his sight. Hey, Lot's sight had got thrown off. His vision had got blurry. His sight had got thrown off. The Bible says in verse number 10, and Lot lifted up his eyes. Hey, he lifted up his eyes when he got to choose. Hey, he didn't walk by faith, but he walked by sight. The Bible says he lifted his eyes up and he looked out. And look what the Bible says, and he beheld all the plain of Jordan. When he looked up and he looked out on the plain, he seen what was beautiful. He seen what was luscious. He seen what was green. He seen what had already been watered. He seen what had already been fed. And when he looked up, it threw him off. Hey, I want you to know when he looked up, hey, not only did he see the plains, hey, but he seen Sodom and Gomorrah. He seen some things that he didn't need. He seen some things that didn't need to be in his life. I ask you this morning, are there things in your life that don't need to be there? Hey, you've lifted up your eyes instead of keeping your nose to the grind. Well, can I get a witness this morning? Staying in the book, staying with the Word of God. Hey, you've lifted your eyes up and you got out of faith and you got into sight and you looked your eyes up and you started seeing what other people have, and it ain't long that of the eyes, you'll want what they have. Friends, I want you to know, you don't know and I don't know what it's took them to get what they've got, but I know this morning, if I walk by faith, God will give me what I need. Amen? He says this morning, he was thrown off, his sight was off, he lifted up his eyes. He wanted only what he could see. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, 1, now faith is the substance of, get this morning, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Hey, you know what your eyes will tell you? It looks better over there. You'd have a better time over there. If you could just get over there, if you could get to that place, your life would be better. Your way of living would be better. If you just had that over there, it'd be a whole lot better. Hey, you be careful for what's over there. Hey, when you get wanting over there by what you've seen, you don't know what that life is built on. You don't know what that business is built on. You don't know what them things of the world is built on. So you be careful when you get to that place, and I be careful when I get to that place, because my sight will lead me in the wrong direction. Amen. I see that in the text this morning in verse number 10. It throwed his sight off. His sight had got off and it ain't where it needed to be. But let me show you this, the second thing this morning. Not only did it throw his sight off, but it throwed his selection off. His sight had done got off and he started selecting the wrong things. Do you know this morning when you start looking through your vision and your sight gets off, it won't be long you'll be selecting the things that you don't need in your life. You ever thought about that? You'll select the wrong things that you don't need. The other morning, we got up, and the baby, he was needing some Benadryl or something. And I got up, and I didn't know how much to give him. And when I got up, the first thing I did, I run in the kitchen, and Brandy hollered, BJ! And I had my glasses on. I had them pulled down here. It's 3 in the morning, and I come in there, and I'm like, I'm trying to get what you told me to get. She said, I want tea. You want tea? I thought we wanted baby drops for the baby. You see, what I'm trying to tell you this morning is when you're walking by sight and what you think you hear and what you think you see, you'll get off in where you're at. Friends, this morning, what I'm trying to tell you is when Lot seen what was going on, he was walking by the flesh of the eye, that lust of that eye, and what he desired and what he craved. This world will put everything in front of you that is beautiful. It won't put nothing in front of you that's bad. It'll put everything in front of you that's beautiful that will cause ruin in your life. His sight had got off, and then I seen something else there, though. When his sight got off, it wasn't long, his settlement got off. Friends, this morning, when your sight gets off, it won't be long you'll settle for things that you shouldn't have settled for before. His sight had got off. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know where to go, but he knew he wanted to go where it was greener. He wanted to go where it was greener. Let me show you this in the text this morning. Look at this morning with me, if you will. He said he throwed off his sight and throwed off his selection. He wanted all the plain. And when he got all the plain, you know what he got in verse number 11? It says, then Lot chose him all the plain. He made the choice. He looked up, he made the choice, and he got all the plain of the Jordan. But there's something wrong with that. He didn't get only the plain, but he got all the problems. When you choose what God don't have for you, you're not only going to get all the problems, but you're going to get all the pain. You're going to get all the problems and all the pain when you get out of the will of God. He says this morning his sight was thrown off. His selection was thrown off. Look what he says here in verse number 11. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves, the one from the other. You know who they separated? Abraham and Lot. They separated from one another. They were strife there, so they became separation, and they got away from one another. You know what? He was his nephew, and if there's one thing Lot should have done, he should have got along with Abraham. Abraham wasn't against him. He was for him. Abraham was a man of God. He was a man that could lead him in the right way. He could lead him in a way that would be good for him. Friends, this morning I thank God for godly men and godly women in our life, don't you? That can lead you in the right direction. If you're not careful, your sight will lead you in the wrong direction this morning. He said not only was he thrown off by his sight, but he's thrown off by his selection was off. What he selected to do was off. Let me give you the third thing. It throwed off his settlement. It throwed off where he settled himself. Where he settled himself. Have you ever seen yourself settled around things you shouldn't be around? What used to be, no way I'd do that, no way I'd say that, no way I'd listen to that, no way. Now you settle for it. Now you settle for it. Why do you settle for it now? Because you're looking by sight and not by faith. I was telling somebody yesterday, I remember when we built this building, started building this building as a church. I'll never forget in my life, when we started building this building, we had $9,000 in the checking account. No savings, zero savings. Zero. $9,000 in the checking account, not a bit of savings. That was our operating account. But we didn't settle. Then we walked by faith and not by sight. Sight told me, sight told you, we can't do this. Sight told you. If you looked at the numbers, if you looked at the, I don't know where this is going, but it's going for somebody. If you looked at what you had in that bank account, it'd tell you, you don't build that building. You don't do that because you can't afford it. That's what sight tells you. But you know what faith says? God said, I can, so I will. Amen? Hey, when Abraham looked out and he looked over that field, he didn't see the green grass. Somebody else done chose the green road, the high road, the better road, what they thought. And all Abraham had left was what was God, is all he had left. Can I say to you this morning, I'll take God over everything. Amen? I'll take God over everything. When my bank account looks slim, I'll take God over it. Amen? When it looks healthy, I'll take God over it. When he got looking the wrong way, he settled for what he could not have. He settled for this. God had so much more, and he settled for this. I'll never forget when we started building that building. We didn't know where it was going to come from, but we knew who our maker was. We knew who our helper was. Man, it's quiet in here this morning. I know who my helper is. I know where my help comes from, and it comes from above. Now, then we walk by faith and not by sight. Now, as a church, we're trying to walk by sight and not by faith. Let me get on here before we get stopped up. It throwed his sight off, it throwed his selection off, and it throwed his settlement off. Look what he says in verse number 12, where he settled. And Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan, the promised land. Thank you, Jesus. I'd rather be over here where it's barren than over there where it's flowing like crazy, where God ain't. I'm going to give you an illustration so you'll understand what I'm trying to talk about. Watch what you see. I heard a story one time, and you have too, and I'm digging for something this morning. I don't know what I'm digging for, but God does. They said, be careful when the grass is greener on the other side, because you never know that grass is growing over a septic tank. That's the illustration you can understand. I understand it too. You don't know what junk's up underneath it. You don't know what's feeding that on that side, and it may not be of God, is what I'm trying to tell you this morning. When you let the lust of the eye mess with you, it will get you off. Let me show you this. Here's what he says. But Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain. And what did he do? He pitched his tent toward Sodom. When he chose the land, you know what he did? He turned his tent. He turned his house. He turned his home. He turned everything he had right toward wickedness, right toward sin, and right where he didn't need to be. This morning, I just wonder in my life how many times I wanted to pitch my tent that way. And God says, you need to pitch it that way. We'll give you the last thing this morning. It throwed his sight off. It throwed his selection off. It throwed his settling off. He got settled for things that he should not have settled for. For things that he should not have settled for. I ask you a question this morning. What are you settling for that you shouldn't be settling for this morning? in your life, what are you settling for that you should not be settling for this morning? But it throwed him into suffering. When you get the lust of the flesh, it will throw you into suffering. When I'm out of the will of God, or you're out of the will of God, or anybody that's born again is out of the will of God, there's suffering that comes with it. Genesis 19, you know what happened in Genesis 19. If you'll just turn there with me this morning. Genesis 19. I want to show you this morning. Genesis 19. If you look in verse number 1, there was two angels that come to Sodom. And the men said, I seen two angels come down, and we want to have our way with them two angels. This is a man that usually wouldn't say what he's fixing to say. And he said, leave them alone. I have two daughters. What? He's done changed it. He's off. He's done given up things that was dear to his heart at one time. And you know what the angels told him? Said, you're going to have to get out of Sodom and Gomorrah, because we're fixing to destroy this. Folks, I want you to know, the world that you know right now and the world that we live in, there's going to come a day that he's going to destroy this world. And the only way that you and I are going to get out of here is by the blood of Jesus Christ. The only way we're going to be raptured out of here, brought out of here, delivered out of this, is by the blood of Jesus Christ. You nor I have the time to get our vision on fleshly things, on earthly things, on worldly things, and get them off the things of God. We don't have time for that this morning. We only have time for what God has called us to do. And look at this. He said that when they got there, he said, look, I got two daughters. And look in verse number 8. Behold, now I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you. His mind's done got off. He's settling for things that he shouldn't settle for, and now he's going to suffer. He says, I've got two daughters here. Don't mess with these. Take these. Man, they done got off. Their eyes, their visions done got off. They done got messed up. And you know what he said there? The angel said, you get out of here. It's over with. I wonder who right now is in their Sodom, and God's telling you it's time to get out of it. See, Abraham and Lot both was at Bethel, the place, the altar, the place of worship. And now he finds himself in Sodom. And you know what he did? He went to get his family and went to get his wife. And when he grabbed his wife and they started coming out, you know what happened? She turned around and looked back. She wanted what was of the world. And she turned in to a pillar of salt. You say, well, I'm the daddy. What I say goes. I'm just talking to y'all this morning. Your decision affects everybody in your family. You don't think it does? His wife would never have been at Sodom if he wouldn't let them there. His children would never have been at Sodom if he wouldn't let them there. But because he wanted what he could see and not walk by faith, not only did he lead himself into destruction, he led his family, he led everything that he had into destruction. This morning, I want to share this with you this morning, and I believe with my whole heart that if we get here in our life, God will allow us not to be affected by the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. The Bible says, if I confess my sins, he's faithful and just to forgive me of my sins and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. You say, preacher, what did Lot do? He messed up, but you've seen the mercy of God on his life. This morning, if your vision is off, just any, you make sure that you get to that place in your life and you say, Lord God, give me spiritual eyes. Lord God, give me spiritual goggles. Lord God, give me your eyes. Give me your heart. Give me your vision. Give me what you want me to have. As I sat on the couch Monday, and this was supposed to be the message, and I've dotted all the way around it to get here now. Didn't want to do it, Brother J.D. 5:30 Monday morning, I woke up. Turn with me. I'm off and you are too. Just hang on. We fixing to get on out here because I'm going to be obedient. Just hang on. It's supposed to be right here. Just hang on. All right. You think you're uncomfortable? You ought to be me. I don't do this. I'm straightforward. I have it lined out the way I want it lined out. I do it the way I want to do it. And God's saying, you're going to do it this way right now. I woke up Monday morning. And this is for you, okay? This was for me and this is for you. I woke up Monday morning and Tuesday morning. My wife went to work and I was sitting there and I got my Bible out. And I said, well, there's Brandy's Bible. And I grabbed it. And when I opened it up, it was on this text stuck right in there. And I opened it up and I got to reading. And I said, oh God, that's me. If you're asleep this morning, wake up, please, just for a minute. I'm going to give you this. Luke chapter number 18 and verse number 10. I got me out a piece of paper and I started writing down the sin that's in my life. I started writing down every sin that I knew that was in my life. And I started praying, Lord God, you said that if I confess my sin, you're faithful and just to forgive me my sin and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Now you said that, and I'm going to confess it. Luke chapter number 18 and verse number 10, the Bible says, two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus within himself, God, I thank thee that I'm not as the other, an extortioner, an unjust, adulteress, or even as a publican. I fast twice in the week and I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. And I tell you that this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbled himself shall be exalted. As I read that text, I said, Lord God, please forgive me of the Pharisee that's within me. Please forgive me of the Pharisee that's within me. If you look on the outer of my life, there's not a sin one you can hold me accountable to. I don't drink, I don't drug, I don't cuss. Man, I can give you a list of things that I don't do. But as I read this and said, the Pharisee stood and said, I'm not an adulteress. I don't do this. I don't do that. I don't do this. Jesus said, yeah, but I know the inner man. I know what's hidden deep. I know what's down on the inside. I know what's all the way down. And as I started writing that list out and I started making it out there, Sister Kinsey, there at my house at 5:30 in the morning, I started writing down hatred, anger, bitterness, wrath, malice. I started writing all these things down that was in my heart as a pastor of a church. You say, preacher, how does that get in there? You get worried about what people can see and you forget who can see all things, which is Christ Jesus, our Lord. He said, who do you think have went home more exalted? Friends, this morning, what I'm trying to tell you is, you be careful what's in your heart. It won't be long. You'll get angry. You'll get bitter. You'll get hatred. You'll get malice. You'll get these things in your life. And even though I'm not doing nothing anybody can see, I'll have something hid within me. As I got reading that text and I got understanding that, I said, Lord God, please, I beg you, get this Pharisee out of me. You see, a Pharisee doesn't walk by faith. He walks by sight. The publican, on the other hand, he wouldn't so much lift up his head. You know why? Because he knew what was on the inside. This morning, I don't know what's going on, but I know this. He's on the throne. As I wrote that list out and I got done writing it out, I said, thank you, Jesus, for creating in me a clean heart, O God, and renewing a right spirit within me. So, preacher, how do you get angry? How do you get life? Your eyes. And here's where he got me. We was coming across 16 up and down them hills, and I looked over at Brandy, and I said, I want to ask you a question. She said, yeah. I said, why does he give so many wicked people so much money? Why does he give so many wicked people so much money? I asked her that question. And that morning, that was on Sunday, and on Tuesday morning, he told me, he said, you don't know how much money you really got, son. You don't really know what you got. And I started to say, yeah, but Lord, and here's what he told me. He said, if there ever been a need in your life that I didn't make it, that I didn't meet it, that I didn't take care of it, if I gave you what you needed, you wouldn't have a bit of faith. If I gave you what you needed and it was in lump sum right here, you wouldn't be walking by faith, you'd be walking by sight. But because I've called you to walk by faith and not by sight, and there's not been a time you stepped out on faith that I've not met that need in your life. This morning, if there's something in your heart, I promise you by the authority of God's word, you can step out on faith and he'll meet it in your life. There's a situation in your life this morning, you step out on faith and he'll meet it in your life. There's not been a time in my life that I've not stepped out by faith that he's not met that need. You say, preacher, what need did he meet? He met the greatest need in my life. That day that I stepped out, come to an old-timey altar, and he saved my soul from a devil's hell. If I can trust my future, my life, my eternity with that, I can trust everything else. This morning, do not let the lust of the eyes mess up what's on the inside. Father, I love you and I thank you. Lord, I don't know what's going on. You do, and that's all that matters. Father, I thank you this morning. Father, I thank you this morning for Lot. I thank you for Abraham. I thank you for the publican. I thank you, Father God, right now for the Pharisee. Lord God, you show us in all four of them what's going on there, Father. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you'd move in. And Lord God, whoever this morning that says, I just got stuff in my life I need to get out. I thought sin was only things that I could see and do on the outside. But now I realize sin can get on the inside and my attitude, my actions and things can get to that place. Lord, this morning I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, you bless this congregation. You watch over us the next few moments during this altar call. And Lord, whoever's vision's off, I pray we get in focus this morning before it's eternally too late. God, I love you and I thank you that you cleanse the heart. You cleanse it. You make it new. And Lord God, this morning, if there's one lost, I pray you'd save that man or woman before it's eternally too late. Have your will and way. That backslidden Christian, Father, that's not doing these things as a Pharisee would do, but deep down on the inside, it's just as dirty as it can be. I pray this morning we come to this altar and get a cleansing like never before. I love you. I thank you. I praise your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. All of God's people say, amen. The altar's open.